when the brothers go down to Egypt and they're confronted by the viceroy, who they don't realize is Yosef, and he tells them that he doesn't trust them. And to prove their words, they have to bring their other brother, namely Binyamin, down. So if we look carefully at the conversation between Reuven and his brothers, you'll see a difference in terms of their approach. The pasuk reads, "Vayomer ish el achiv, aval Hashem menachnu al achinu, asher ra'inu tzavas nafsho, b'hizchanu elenu v'lo shamanu, al kein bo elenu hatzar hazos." The brothers say that we are guilty because we didn't listen to the to our brother when he cried out to us, and that's why this tzara is coming upon us. However, Reuven responds to them, "Vayan Reuven at osam lemo halo amate alechem lemo al techtu ubayeled v'lo shematim v'gam damo hinei nidrash." So, Reuven says that, he says, "I told you," because Reuven wanted to save Yosef from his brothers, and he's telling them, "I told you not to hurt the boy, and you didn't listen, and now his blood is being demanded of us." So if you notice carefully, there's a difference between the confession or the regret of the Shvatim to that of Reuven. The Shvatim say that we're guilty because we should have listened to our brother's entreaties when he was crying out to us. But fundamentally, they thought that Yosef was a Rodef, and therefore they were right to even kill him. But still, they should have shown compassion to him as he cried out. But Reuven thinks otherwise. Reuven says, is because you shouldn't have sold him. You're willing even to kill him, because Reuven has a completely different approach in this. He doesn't think that Yosef, he wanted to return Yosef to his father. And the one Reuven also has a further level of regret, because the one fundamentally who is responsible is Reuven. He's the bchor. And he's the one who should have was responsible for protecting Yosef. And much of what happens is Reuven's responsibility, because when Reuven, Bilbel, mixed up the beds of his father, Soloveitchik points out, he destroyed the authority, Yaakov's authority within the house. And the awe that they had for their father. And the Rav explained also the pasuk, "V'hi b'shchon Yisrael ba'aretz ahi, v'yelech Reuven v'yishkav es Bilha, p'legesh aviv, v'yishma Yisrael, v'yu b'nei Yaakov," and then there's a pause in the pasuk, "v'yu b'nei Yaakov shneim osa." That before this, the Shvatim relate to their father as Yisrael. But after Reuven's act, so it's no longer Yisrael. But Yishma Yisrael, and then there's a pause. V'yu b'nei Yaakov, he's transformed from Yisrael to Yaakov, because they destroyed, by doing this, Reuven destroyed the authority of his father, undermined his father's authority with the house. And because of that, and he's transformed, as I said, the Rav said, from Yisrael to Yaakov, the brothers no longer calculate or factor in their father's feelings and so on, because his authority has been undermined by Reuven's act. And were it not for that, they would never have dared to sell their father's beloved Yosef. And therefore, Reuven feels a great sense of responsibility for the sale of Yosef.